Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the studio. Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Rick and Doug fresh back from Sitka, Alaska, Kingfisher Charters, talking all about that great thing and talking about our local fishing here, too.
You got it, man. There is some good local fishing going on and really good opportunities to be had. If you want to join us this morning, get in on all the fun we got going on. And again, boy, just your chance to talk to the absolute guru in saltwater fishing tackle, Doug Kern. You got questions on rods and reels and hooks and trips, this is your man and this is your opportunity. Two ways you can call and be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll free 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only Doug going to tell you about all that great fishing tackle, he's also going to give you an opportunity at a fantastic prize, because one lucky caller is going to go on a $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. That's a $50 gift card to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And let's start it off with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Doug.
Good morning.
Here we are, guys. First official summertime report for 2017, and there's lots to talk about and no shortage of opportunities to go catch big fish. It's really looking pretty good out there, guys. Starting locally, those sand bass, calico bass, and barracudas still biting, makes for fun fishing for the smaller guys staying a little closer to home there. It's really nice to see that stuff biting again. And mixed in with those guys is a pretty healthy sprinkle of big sea bass and tanker grade yellowtail. Make sure that you've got some mackerels in there with your sardines or squid or whatever else you got. Make sure you're fishing some heavy tackle, and do not bypass the bird schools, man. There's some true quality hanging out underneath them bird schools here locally. At Catalina, oh boy, man, there is still some good signal, plenty of squid. Backside middle's the best in the MLPA zone where you're not supposed to be fishing, although we noticed numerous people's forgetting about that. Somebody's going to get some big tickets here one of these days. But we got our bait there, big, beautiful leatherback squid. It's just beautiful grade of bait. Sea bass still biting. There's some good grade there, mostly backside west. Smaller yellows on the front, and a good mix of bass, barracuda, and bonitas in there, scattered all up and down the front. The tanker grade fish, more on the back. We finished up Tuesday afternoon with an absolutely wide open bite on them big ones, 25 to 32 pounds. There we hung the whole boat. It was a blast. Good stuff. At San Clemente Island, same setup. Squid in the cove, as well as backside west up off the dunes there. Yellowtails are scattered all over the whole island. It's mixed grade, man. There's a bunch of little teeny ones there, like 5 pounds up to truly tanker grade. I got a 43-pound yellowtail while fishing sea bass in 3 fathoms of water. Go figure that. We were sure surprised when that thing came up. And there's also some sea bass at Clemente on the bait grounds, traditional type fishing. I want to give congratulations to my friend Petey, who was with us there. He got his first ever 25-pounder fair and square, angled it up, rod in hand, and then backed it up half an hour later with another one there. That's a nice way to get started with your sea bass career, Pete. Good going. Offshore, if even 0.1% of that tuna fish ever sighted bite, man, we're in for some really good times. But the elephant schools are scattered all the way up there to Catalina now. Not biting much, of course, and same setup with that bluefin. I mean, they're definitely around the area for the bluefins, more 182, 302, 371, like that. It's been there for a while. It's just not biting all that much. It's you know, it's a good area of fish. It's not up every day, but when it does come up, it's really impressive. And, you know, what is working a little bit, the guys are picking off a few big ones on the yummy flyers, skipping the yummies underneath the kite. You know, it's kind of a low production deal, but, you know, if you get a bite, it's worthy. And hopefully that stuff starts to bite a little bit. Right now, guys, it's good weather and big fish opportunities abound. Definitely time to go fishing.
Yeah, no awesome, kidding. Mark. How big was that yellow that you guys posted the other day? That thing was giant.
43 pounds on a very worthy scale.
I said 44 to Ricky. I was pretty darn close.
Yeah, in 3 fathoms.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So fortunately, you know, we were fishing a little beach and we're backed in there really tight and it was all sand. So there was nowhere for him to get in trouble. And, he just tore around and went nuts because he couldn't even go down. It was just, I mean, I looked at that thing. It's like, holy crap. What is this?
that was a Clementi, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So BD Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout today. Give us the Mark Wish forecast of what the big fish is going to be.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's definitely high 30s, you know, maybe 40s. I hooked another one in our afternoon bite that I pulled on, you know, the rest of the boat caught like a dozen the whole time I was pulling on this big yellow. I got one look at him at deep color before I actually pulled the hook. And, you know, and everything else we were catching was 25 to 32 like that. So there's big fish at Catalina, big fish at Clementi. There's some big ones along the kelp lines there, kind of out in front of Oceanside. You know, it doesn't get fish much, but, you know, guys slow trolling a mackerel on heavy gear, you know, might get a tanker along there. And then, you know, not so much that kelp grade fish there. That's a little bit smaller. But, yeah, I would definitely think that winning fish is going to be mid to high 30s, you know, like that.
It's out there for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny's had all the information for you. What bait to use, where to get it, where to fish, all that stuff. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com right now. Lasts you a full year. Hook up now, lowercase, no space. Hook up now is that $20 code at fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark Wish?
We're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there by the Chevron station. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website pacificedgetackle.com. And I put up some of those pictures from our trip on my Facebook page if you guys want to check it out.
Sweet.
Awesome,
good
Mark.
Job.
Great report. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, you got it. Hey, I like them cods you were catching up there, man.
Doug Kern, the Lakesaurus extraordinaire, man.
That was a lot of fun. Mark, appreciate that very much. All right, let's continue on with our catch report down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Not much. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Glad to be back in town and heard that the Tuna Wars was very successful. I know everybody had nothing but great things to say about all the guys over at C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, I'm glad that's what we'd expect. This is what, their third year out of here, and it seems to be a pretty popular event there. Had a little bit of fish this year, a little tough, kind of what we've been seeing for the last month here or so. But they did get 3 bluefin, 5 yellowfin, and 53 yellowtail on the Tribute.
Nice.
I don't have the counts for the Liberty and the Cortez, but similar fishing there. So caught some fish those 2 days, similar to the 1 day, seeing a little bit of yellowfin, occasional bluefin, yellowtail, bonito. San Diego is back fishing the islands. I think they were just getting frustrated fishing offshore there and seeing just fish everywhere. I just didn't want to bite. So I made a little switch there, fishing in the islands there, catching a mix of yellowtail, bonito, barracuda, calico bass. Kind of what you'd expect on a three-quarter day in late spring, early summer there. So pretty good fishing on there. And he's going to be running every day here as long as there's interest and as long as there's not a charter. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We're about to put up his schedule for July, August there. The half-day trips, some very good fishing on there also, very good calico bass fishing. And like it's been for the last few years here since they've raised the size limits, there are a lot of released fish, which isn't a bad thing. But yesterday, I think they kept 74, probably saw close to 300 calico bass, good amount of rockfish, one yellowtail in the afternoon, sheephead, ling cod. So like I said, what you'd expect for this time of the year. Not quite what it was the last couple of years, but still very good fishing. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com, our half days, our twilights. And starting the second week in July there, we're going to be running twilights Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 3 quarter day trips on the San Diego. Those 1 days and day and a half are popping up there too. So lots of options for you. Seaforthlanding.com. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person.
You betcha. Lots of fun. Good fishing. get out there.
Yeah, time to go. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, can't wait till the fish are biting because they already are.
That's it, man. Certainly good opportunities right now. Marcos, appreciate a great report, and we will look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, on our Northern Baja report. Buenos dias, amigo.
Yeah, buenos dias. Good morning, Pete. Welcome back, Doug and Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Looking forward to that CCA event later this evening. And lots of work going on, but wish I was down in Mag Bay right now. We got a report from Bob Hoyt down there who said the weather's improved. Lots of yellowtail, up to 30 pounds have showed up. Some of the best grouper fishing you've seen in years. Bonita and Sierra in front of the entrance of the bay. Spring-type fishing with lots of spawning going on inside. Pompano, grouper, snapper, jack crevel, cabrilla. Shaping up to be another good year there inside and out. That bait's all still around, so looks like Mag Bay is starting to turn the corner. Over on the other side of Mulahay, the Dorado have moved up past Laredo and heading up that way, maybe on their way even to Bay of L.A. here shortly, but good fishing for Dorado at Mulahay currently, and they've got a bulls-only tournament going on today, so looking forward to the results, see if there's any big bulls going to be taken there this weekend. Bahia Asuncion, where it's been a little cold and windy, it looks like the weather kind of improved this week, and the halibut showed up pretty good near shore. There's lots of kids and lots of locals there that just hand line and throw out lines and crocodiles, that kind of thing, and do well in the halibut fishing when they're in. It looks like that's starting to happen. Out at Cedros, Jeff says that the calico fishing's still going strong. There's been some white sea bass up to 45 pounds taken on blue and white iron. Yellowtail fishing a little bit slow, but they're catching the bigger models while fishing for the calicos in that shallow water, and so there's been some 35 to 45 pound fish taken while fishing for calico, so that certainly would be exciting. Bay of LA, lots of yellowtail still around, some bigger white sea bass around. Cabrillo fishing not being targeted by anybody I've connected with, but sure, that's doing okay. And San Quintin, conditions continue to improve. Better yellowtail fishing with white sea bass, barracuda, and halibut all starting to heat up a little bit as well. So lots of different things going on down there. And looks like the weather's going to settle down and start to improve. And looks like Bay of LA is full speed for the guys heading there throughout the summer.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I'll tell you what, it's just heating up. It is summer, and it's time to go fishing. And, of course, fishing with Rick Jensen and also talking fishing and finances with Rick. Rick has helped a lot of our listeners out, making their future brighter through helping them out with their finances. And if somebody wants their help and wants to talk fishing and finance, how do we find you, Rick?
Well, you can find me tonight at the CCA event. Say hi. Next weekend we'll be with you at the live broadcast, or find me at the web, sportfishingfinancial.com. And on the phone line at 949-481-1807.
That's right. You and Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing will be at our live broadcast 1 week from today at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I guess you're heading that way shortly yourself, too. So we'll be all Cedros up.
You bet. I'm headed there Monday morning with Cedros Sport Fishing. Going to be a fun time. I'll be fresh back with a fresh report. And you guys, too. Lots of good fishing going on, and a great, you're going to love that event. It's, and Mossy Ford, the people, Owen Mossy and his crew over there always do a great job.
They're cool.
Hosting us. Really fun spot. So, and lots of good prizes to win too. Hey, how much are you going to bid on that Pfeiffer trip, huh?
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't mind going fishing.
Cool,
I'll have
boy.
To get into the mix there.
Yeah. You want to do that for sure. I think that thing's going to go for some serious coin.
You know, last trip I went into the silent or the, what do they put in the tickets, the raffle tickets, and loaded up on Florentino's trip. So I knocked down a trip with Benny Florentino with Shimano, so I might as well get a Pfeiffer in there too.
Yeah, and why not, man? Why not? And Rick, I want to say, here's a guy that really supports the sport fishing industry. He was there Monday night at the Cap Morales event, which was a great event, by the way, just a fantastic event. We raised a lot of money to take kids fishing at that event, and he's going to the CCA event. Good for you, Rick.
Yeah, enjoy hanging with this group, and it's a great place for me to do business with friends and guys with fellow interests. So it's all been a pleasure. Thanks, Pete, for the support, and, you know, let's see who we can say hi to tonight at CCA.
Very good. All right, sportfishingfinancial.com. Rick, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, take care, guys.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear in your trip. It'll help you catch everything from sewell-sized tuna up to record-sized tuna, and with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra Mono or Spectra Fluorocarbon. And I know it can speak for Doug, too. When guys come into their store looking for a heavy line connection, you know, 100-pound, 130-pound going long-range fishing, we all recommend and perform that Sato Crimp Kit. It's what we use in the shop to outfit a guy
bomb.
For heavy line. It's clean, it's simple, it's easy, and you can own that kit for little money and be able to do all your own connections forever. It's a great kit. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, or you can get it at the SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Don? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, how are you guys doing, Rick? Glad to see you got back from Sitka. Got a question for you guys this morning. I'm looking at buying a smaller two-speed, and I'm kind of not sure if I want to go. And I like the Penn Fathom for the price, but I also like you know some of the other stuff. What would you guys recommend?
Well, when you say smaller, I mean, is this your, you know, you're going to put a 30-pound top shot and just your normal, everyday Southern California-style reel?
Well, I fish out of, you know, Dana Point, San Diego, so yeah. I'm looking for something to put 30-pound, 50 to 30-pound Spectra on and top shot about 30.
Yeah, so, I mean, that typically is our normal rod and reel for Southern California. You do your yellowtail, your school-sized tuna, kelp patty fishing. And my personal favorite is Italica 10. I just love that reel. It casts well, smooth drags. It's just very fishable. I put 50-pound backing, and you can use a shorter or a longer top shot of either monofilament or fluorocarbon. And I would say you can use 25, 30, 40, even in a pinch, you know, a little piece of 50-pound on there if you're looking for a little bit more abrasion resistance. But definitely that standard reel that we just fish for almost everything. And you're right, the Fathom is a good reel. They're economical, you know, under $300. They're lightweight. They cast well. And there are a lot of other reels on the market that would do the trick. I mean, you know, the Fury by Accurate and, you know, down the list. But if I've got my choice, it's always going to be a Italica 10.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up, for the first time in a long time, 877-792-1090.
All right. Jack in Burbank, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jack. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for hanging in there.
Good morning.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Thanks a lot. Yeah, question for Doug. Doug, I have a small center console, and I know they're getting everything on a Yummy. Can I troll that without a kite?
I've heard of one fish this year just straight trolling, so it can be done. I believe it's more effective from the kite. Is there a reason that you don't want to get the whole kite set up? Because it's definitely doable from any size. Pardon?
Yeah, what's only true is kind of a hassle hooking everything up and doing it. I just wondered. Also, if I don't do the Yummy, is there any other lures recommended for trolling with these fish?
Nope. I'm going to tell you, it's not really that much of a hassle. Yeah. I've got a little center console, and it's actually very infectious and addicting once you start doing it.
There's a learning curve, but it's not that bad.
I wouldn't even say there's that much of a learning curve. I'd say within a half an hour, you got it down.
Yes.
At least so you're doing it. There are nuances that, you know, the pros, you know, that have, you know, a crack crew, I mean, they're going to, like always, take it to another level. But you can take your center console out there. You can skip the flyer, and within half an hour, you'll have the feel down. And you're going to make a mistake now and then. You're going to see some fish downwind, and you're going to turn. Your kite's going to fall out of the sky. You know, it's not the end of the world. And, I mean, if you were to come into the shop, we can show you in 10 minutes exactly how to do it. It's really fun. And, I mean, let's face it, the chance to catch a long-range style 200-pound tuna 30 miles from home, this may be the only era in our lifetime that we get to do this. And they may be here, you know, this year and then gone. Or they might be here the next 5 years. But It really should become a part of every person's arsenal that fishes offshore now. It can be done with two people, especially if you have an autopilot, but it's ideal with three people. And so that's probably the only limiting factor. A lot of guys, you know, take, you know, just their one buddy. But, you know, barring that, you know, probably the next most reliable way to catch a 200 pounder is going to be a flat fall. And it's a lower percentage, but it definitely, you know, you can catch them that way. It's just that you can blind troll in an area where there's, you know, a chance that there's some fish. Maybe you've seen some rolling around or whatever. And, you know, you can catch a 200 pounder if you get that
it could happen.
Mastered
and get them on the right gear. That's the other key.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you can fish your 130 pound gear where with a flat fall you might be limited to, you know, maybe 80 or 60 to get it to sink out. Trolling something on the flat line, you know, they might see that gear skipping through the water, your heavier line. So
I'm just gonna say it too. I mean, can it be done? Sure. I mean, Doug, like I said, you'd heard of one. I'm gonna tell you, virtually you're not gonna hook one with a yummy flyer that's not presented from the kite. It's
not gonna happen.
Is the possibility there? There always is, but
it just doesn't troll right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's
going to
spin
the right
around,
way.
And yeah, it's not going to do it.
And the thing
when your
is,
your line's dragging in the water.
Yeah,
the investment is way lesser than a lot of people would think too. I mean, you could come in to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop and, you know, be completely outfitted with everything you need to fish that kite. You know, as far as the kite part of it goes, for, you know, $100.
$100.
Yeah, $100 gets you kites, release clips, snap swivels, everything you need
everything.
To be fishing.
So I have a question. There's been a little bit of some guys rig them, the yummies, without a weight, a sliding sinker on the head of the yummy. Some guys do, some guys don't. What's the thought on that?
The thought, I mean, our opinion for 100% certain is if you put a weight on there, the yummy flies better.
Yeah.
But
no,
there's
no question. So why do people rig it without? I don't understand it. If you don't put the weight on it, it spins around.
And it doesn't return to the water nearly as fast. The big problem is you're trolling that lure at fair speed. You know, it's not like you're slow trolling for albacore. I mean, you're moving, and it takes wind to get that kite to fly. So you're fishing this thing, you know, typically in times of 10 knots of wind, maybe even or more. And you're trolling at speed, and what happens a lot of time is if you're fishing it appropriately, meaning that lure is skipping, it's actually flying out of the water, without the sinker, when that thing comes out of the water, the wind tends to blow on the belly of your line, or the line that's coming from a release clip down the water, and it blows it sideways and out of the water, and the lure doesn't return to the water nearly as effectively as it does without the sinker.
And we're not talking about the sinker on the swivel above it. We're talking about the sinker right on the head of
that's
the yummy,
what makes
right?
it fish.
Yeah,
better.
Just right on the nose of the yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to see it properly, go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That's the proper rig, right?
Yep.
You guys, by the way, do you have any?
We do. We just got another huge shipment yesterday, and there's more on the way, and we're finally ahead of the curve again. We went through about a week there where we were flirting with disaster and didn't have very many in stock. But, you know, and we have two guys every day rigging these things and barely keeping up, but we are keeping up. We got a waiting list. One day, for about 4 days, we had a waiting list, and, you know, finally got caught up again.
There's plenty of ways to, you know, as they say, there's plenty of ways to skin the cat. There's
yes.
plenty of ways that guys have rigged them and have seen success, and I'm sure there's probably guys listening, well, I didn't put a weight on mine, and I rigged it just fine. And I'm sure
yes.
there are plenty of other ways to do it. I can tell you that the rig that we fish was born from, you know, a long time before this was the in thing to do. You know, the experience from long-range fishing, which is the added benefit that we get to have at the landing, is, you know, these lures have been used in long-range for quite some time, as well as our customers and yachts and friends in Cabo. And then, you know, we took that rig and made it cleaner, and, you know, we're tackle junkies, so we took the info that those guys had on how to make it fish better and then applied, well, if that hook works good, you know, you should do this because this is, you know, that kind of thing. We just refined it. So are there other ways to make it work? I'm sure. But I can tell you with extreme experience, both on my boat, both in Doug's boat, and all of our boats fishing at the landing, I would say 99% of those big fish that have been caught on the Queen, and those were all on lures that got rigged out of our shop. All those big ones that Liberty had, I mean, those were ones that bought off the wall. That rig that we use, which is a large single hook as well as a large treble hook that's rigged a specific way that we do it, has an extremely high percentage of hooked fish to fish, you know, on the deck of the boat.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Bart Hall, good morning.
Well, good morning. How is everybody?
Morning, Excellent. Bart.
Hi, Bart.
You know, it's so much fun to listen to Doug talk fishing. Mostly when I'm with him, we're talking golfing. But
I'm not opposed to that either.
I just wanted to give you a little report. While you guys were up in Alaska having what sounds like a great time, we were down at Rancho Leonero. Where I took the Fred Hall crew was down there. It's our annual trip. And at the same time, Frank and Kathleen Presti were down there for her birthday party and with all the dozens of their friends. And it was a really wonderful, special weekend. And all that is was just great. But the fishing was off the charts, at least for us. You know, we go down there and target the indigenous fishes. And it was great. Caught some very big roosters. And I'm happy to say that I caught a rooster fish that my guide, Alonzo, said was the biggest rooster fish he's ever seen in the Sea of Cortez.
Wow. Hey, nice
now,
going,
now
Bart.
Wait a minute. Bigger than that one I posted on our Facebook post that Travis caught?
That was me, not Travis.
Oh, that was
Travis caught a 60-pounder, and Billy's son, Hunter, caught a 70-pounder. So in 3 days,
oh my God.
We caught a 60, a 70, and a fish over 80.
Oh,
I know.
Oh my gosh, Bart, that's crazy.
That's
well, we farmed a bunch more.
I'm sure you did.
That's cool.
That 80-pounder about killed me.
Wow.
But it wasn't just that. You know, we're sitting there. We're watching 25 or 30 boats sitting over there off of the reserve trying to catch 40-pound tuna. And we're going, why are they doing that?
Right?
You know, we did catch tuna, but it was incidental catches. Dave caught a marlin in 50 feet of water. We got,
oh my God.
We got some lots of Dorado, some big ones, some of the 25, 30 pounds last. We got we caught a what they call black grouper down there, which was the best eating fish I've ever had in my life. Frank said it was called an olive grouper.
Interesting.
So,
oh, wow.
Well, hey, Bart, I know we were there the week before for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, and we had a great time, too, great fishing. And the fishing just is – it's back. The East Cape is back. It's back to where it should be. El Nino's gone, and it's back to where it should be. Will you write a story and send some photos? I can post it on our Let's Talk Hookup website.
I certainly will, Pete. I'm going to do it this week. I'm finally get back in the office, and I just wanted to – check in and let you know it was great. We caught so many fish that some of the guys one day said, no, I'm not going out again today. just busy the whole time, eating great fish, sitting out in the patio, Frank and Kathy being wonderful hosts and including us in their birthday party. It was one of the best weekends of my life. It was fantastic.
Wow, fantastic.
Cool, Bart.
And Rancho Leonero, what a place.
What a place.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks for the great show, guys, as usual.
Thanks, Bart. All right. Well, hey, again, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, offer Mexican and California licenses. They do trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Longchamp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Doug Kern of Fisherman's Landing Tackle right here on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever felt so excited about a new hobby that you can't stop telling your friends about it? Ron Lane and his family at Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking have been doing that for 38 years. So, Ron, tell us about what you do at Fast Lane Kayaks and Sailing.
That's easy, Pete. You get the best toys, you go play with them, you get excited about it, and then they're easy to sell because it's fun.
And that's what you sell, isn't it, Ron? It's all about fun.
Oh, it is. It's family fun.
Hey, Hayden, how has Hobie changed the sport?
Hobie's revolutionized a lot of water sports, from surfing to sailing catamarans to kayaks and now kayak fishing. Yeah, Hobie's known from taking something that's fun and making it better. And I want to tell you about the new product we are most excited about, the inflatable Hobie I-11 kayak. It has all the advantages of a Hobie Mirage kayak, the comfort, the speed, the stability, but now can pack into a bag and take with you wherever you want to go. Come try one at our shop on the water in Mission Bay, across the street from SeaWorld in Dana Landing, or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176 or check monsoonyachtservice.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a crazy busy morning on the phones. If you want to get through, we've got the first open phone line we've had since the start of the show. It's our toll-free number. It's 877-792-1090.
We've been talking about it all morning. Our next San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast is next Saturday, 1 week from today, July the 1st at Mossy Ford in the Pacific. Great place there. We love those guys at Mossy Ford. Your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes. Prize one. A Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing. Jeff actually will be at that live broadcast with us from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Grand prize number two, a four-night fishing package for two at Palmas de Cortez in Baja's East Cape. You heard about how great the fishing is in the East Cape right now. Here's your chance. Plus, it includes round-trip tickets for two from San Diego to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines.
That is crazy.
Unbelievable, yeah. And, of course, Alaska Airlines has the best award-winning mileage plan. Click the Alaska Airlines banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and get in on that Alaska Air award-winning mileage plan. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Lang and Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and, of course, Gary the Prize Cowboy. He's going to be there. We have a lot of stuff just to give away, just for showing up. And whether you make the cast in the casting contest or you win it by random draw, every Get It Buddy gets a chance to win that trip to Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airline or the Fastlane Hobie Kayak or Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you 1 week from today at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach.
All right, well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Richard, who's calling us from Penasquitos this morning. Good morning, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Hi, Richard.
Good. How you doing?
I'm a first-time caller. I listen to you all the time, though. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just bought a Shimano Tranks 500 HG.
Nice. That was a good
move. Nice reel.
Yeah, and flat falls, and I'm going to buy a rod today, and I don't know what kind of rod I should buy. I have a Telica pin. I put 6550 on it, but I lost a bluefin tuna a month or so ago on it. So that's why I bought this Tranks 500. So I was wondering what kind of line I should put on this and what rod I should get.
Well, in order to maximize both the strength and the line capacity, that Quattro Power Pro is a super good call. Probably get 300 yards of 80 on there, and then you put a short little top shot of whatever fluorocarbon you want, depending if you're bait fishing, flat fall fishing, and so forth. And so if you're targeting the bigger tuna, you need probably an 8-foot rod, something fairly heavy. And I would say, you know, just to use kind of familiar numbers, like a graphite, or you might use an 800 extra heavy, something like that. And that rod does come with a reel seat, so it'll accommodate the Tranks. You can also get an aftermarket clamp by Tiburon if you want a little extra security, or if you want to attach that to a rod that has cork tape. Some people would even take that rod and put it on a full-fledged jig rod, something, you know, 9-foot, like a 90J or even a 10-foot rod. But that 8-foot rod and that Tranks is probably a pretty good combo for what you're trying to accomplish. And let's face it, it's going to be tough to land a 150-pounder with only 300 yards of line, but it is doable. There have been quite a few large fish caught on that outfit.
Although it hasn't been maybe necessarily the most hot thing this season, last certainly year was, and no, you know, with all those crazy aerial footed shots that we see on Fish Dope and, you know, from the Sac Plane, there's clearly big balls of anchovy around, and if that fish does really get going on the popper thing, that outfit that Doug just described, in addition to being great for flat falls and everything else, is just the most ideal rig for casting a popper at those big bluefin.
And also, you know, surface iron a lot of guys are throwing. So, again, an 8-foot would be the minimum for that type of casting. A lot of guys would go to the 9-foot rod. But, you know, once you hook the fish, it's nice to have a little shorter, very heavy rod like that. So anything in that realm is going to be the call for that reel. It's an awesome choice.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Cliff. Cliff's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hi, Cliff. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
Hi, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff.
I have a question for Doug. Hey, Doug, on the flat falls, should we upgrade the hooks any, or are the hooks good enough as they is, or I'm not sure about that?
You know, both ways can be correct. Definitely there have been some big fish caught on the standard hooks that come with them, but we do modify those and put a 7691, kind of like a Marlin jig trolling hook on those. If you do that and you hook a big one and you're using heavy gear, it's a no-brainer. The hook's not going to be why you lose the fish. But with that said, the majority of fish that have been caught on those things are with the stock hooks, and they are very adequate hooks. You know, I think what most people are worried about is, you know, that they're a little bit smaller, they might rip out, or that the fact that they're attached with a little piece of spectra line that, you know, maybe the fish bite through the microfibers, that kind of thing. But I haven't heard, it's not been a widespread problem. I'm sure it has happened. But like I say, if with a very heavy split ring, or what we do is we have somebody braze a welded ring on there, you can add the 7691 style hook. I believe it's an 8-0 that we put on there.
I was talking to Gavin from the Pacific Queen about it quite a bit the other day, you know, because it seems like there's more people concerned with the hooks failing than there are actual hooks failing. And his observation was that most of the time that he's seen one fail, and fail I mean like pulled hooks and scenarios like that, is fish that were hooked on the wind. He said most of the fish, you know, most of your bites on the flat fall come when the lure's sinking. And a lot of them, I mean, it's down there.
They
a lot of them, you
got
to cut it out of them. You know, and, yeah. And that's why we say it's so important to put that piece of fluorocarbon leader, because as that thing is sinking and they come darting by and eat on the sink, I mean, most of the time they're hooked way down, and you need that fluoro because their line is going over their teeth and they're chewing on it. He said most of the times they've seen a lot of fish lost were from a guy winding up real quick. Because, I mean, they still fish just fine like a, you know, like a 6X Junior would. It's just a chrome jig zipping up through the water column. And a lot of times those fish, when they do land them, are hooked on the outside of the head. They're, you know, they're swiping at them or they're not hooked as well. So, you know, I mean, a lot of the times it might not even be that the hooks are incorrect. They just didn't get it in a good spot.
Indeed. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Cliff. You know, one thing I want to mention, we were talking earlier in the show off the air about approaching a school of bluefin and how important it is not to just drive straight into it. Right, Rick?
Yeah. I mean, that's so much of it. We were talking, my boat partner Neil had a good day this week, and he said it was, you know, one of the, you know, finally got an area of fish completely to themselves when they could have it. And he said, you know, even with there being no other boats there, and us, you know, fishing that fish quite often, was still blown away at how slow he had to approach that school of fish and had it to himself when no other boats so could. And he said virtually anything, and every school is different and every scenario is different, but he said virtually had to be at an idle or fast idle speed to get within casting distance from set up above to not get that fish to go down. You know, he kept saying over and over, like, dude, you wouldn't believe how relatively slow we could still slide up on the spot of fish and still have them all sink out. You know, watching it up and crashing baits for minutes and minutes at a time, and the second that boat slides in within casting distance, boom, the whole thing would disappear. And this guy is good. I mean, he really knows what he's doing. And
he's got a four-stroke Yamaha.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of noise.
Exactly. And he said just it was speed. Speed was everything. And just, you know, he goes, it was painful watching it for minutes of a time going as slow as we were, but that was the way that we were able to slide in it. They hooked nine big ones casting lures and caught, you know, fish over 100 pounds, you know, casting into them. And it was speed. It was speed was, you know, speed killed basically on that day, and going too fast would put that fish down every time.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Wow, this caller has a really good name, if I do say so myself.
Hi, Doug.
I was going to ask you about the guides. What's the appropriate ones for each setup? The ring guides, the Fuji guides, or the roller guides? Which one calls which one?
Well, I mean, that's a very broad, non-specific type question. But I would say most of the saltwater rods that we use for Southern California fishing, even for fish up to over 200 pounds, are the Fuji guides. They don't have to be the SIC, which is the silicone impregnated carbide insert. They can be the standard, you know, for instance, on the middle grade rods, 40 and 50 pound rods, BHNOG style guides. And then, you know, you see on the rail rods, the BBHNG.
BHBNG.
BHBNG. I knew that was wrong when I said it. but they're the, you know, the thicker frame with the higher frame, but that type of an insert, you know, the ring guides like that allow you to have your knots pass through the guides. You know, and the roller guides are great for trolling rods. It reduces the friction. But I would say for most casting rods for live bait and jigs, those two Fuji guides. And then, you know, there are some lighter guides you can use on, you know, the super lightweight rods. But again, I'd say that, you know, the Fuji guides have something in that ring guide for just about every style of rod. So it just depends on the situation and the rod that you're using, which actual guide you choose. And, you know, we can always show you if you come into the shop, you know, you say, I've got this particular blank. We can go through. We've got a huge selection of all those guides and rod parts. So we can always, you know, show you what we think would be most appropriate for your exact situation.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to mention tomorrow's show is going to be a lot of fun. Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double. Boy, are they getting them. You're talking about a place right now where they're getting them? Freddie's been getting them.
Yeah, both Imperial Beach and Point Loma Kelp, very good half-day fishing, and he's got that cool kind of later afternoon run and then that really cool sundowner, you know, fish late afternoon to sundowner calico bass. Great rock fish. It's going to be a really fun show.
So tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090, Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. Dave in Hawaiian Gardens, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Hey, it's Kenny, by the way.
Oh, sorry, Kenny. Hey,
no problem. Yeah, I had a question about the CCA event this afternoon, which were pretty much answered. My wife and I went to the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club last month. They had a lot of fun, good food. stuff like that. Got a little Shimano reel here that could use a little love. I was going to hopefully maybe see if I can drop it off. I know it's later in the day, but I want to say thanks for taking my call and stuff. Got pretty much all my questions answered.
No problem, Kenny. We appreciate you hanging in there with us. All right, thanks a lot for that. Let's jump right back into the phones and this time talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Dan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just looking for a – I've got a Fathom 40 two-speed, and I'm looking to throw a rod on that. And since it's tackle day, what are your suggestions?
Well, what kind of fishing do you think you do most of? I mean, are you yo-yo jigging for yellowtail? Are you throwing baits and flat falls at bluefin? I mean, obviously, this is going to be one of your heavier rods, and I'm imagining you might be fishing – 80-pound braid with, you know, a 50- or 60-pound top shot. Does that sound about right?
Sounds. That's perfect. Yeah, like the versatile. Something that crosses the board.
Okay. Well, you could go a 7, a 7.5, or even an 8-foot rod on that reel and something with a lot of backbone. So, again, if we, you know, use the Calstar Graphiter as a reference point, you know, they make a 700 extra heavy. That could be a real good rod for that. There's also an 875H, which is 7.5 feet. You know, that's a good 50 type rod that, you know, in a pinch could do the 60 pound test. A little extra castability on the 7.5 foot rod, and the tip is a little bit lighter. So if you're using straight spectra where there's no stretch, that kind of gives you that little shock absorber that you might need. You could even step up to something heavier than that. Seeker makes their 6470 in an H and even an extra heavy. So it depends on how much backbone you like. Certainly when you're on the fish, if you have a 7-foot heavy rod, probably a little easier to pull on the fish than it is with a 7.5 or an 8-foot rod. But, you know, those longer rods give you the castability. So there's always a little give and take there, and each person's different in their selection based on, you know, those gives and takes.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, jumping right back in again, we're going to talk to Tom, calling us from Temecula. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Doug.
Morning.
Quick question, kind of follow-up on trolling a yummy flyer. Would a bird trolled in front of a lure create the same effect that the yummy flyer would affect in the water as far as, you know, creating a commotion, which might be effective?
I'm going to say that any of those experimental things are likely to work at any given time. I guess my gut feeling is probably not. I've watched a lot of natural flying fish in my day and how they leave the water, how they enter the water. I've seen fish blow up on natural bait like that. And when you see the yummy flyer flying underneath a kite, it's chilling just how similar that is. I mean, it's like you're looking at a live flying fish, and what happens is you watch your blow-ups on these things, and they hit it right as the bait enters the water. So they're tracking that flying, you know, yummy flyer when it's out of the water. Those bluefin can track that while it's in the air, and the second it touches down, there's like this giant explosion. So I think my gut feeling is that you're really matching the hatch, you're really imitating nature at its best when you're flying the yummy flyer underneath a kite. But with that said, many different things will work, and I mean, that's a creative thought that you had there, you know, let's put a bird back there like we do for the marlin jigs and see if we can get something to bite. So, you know, if you've got a lot of time and you want to experiment, you know, you might come up with a method that's maybe, you know, troll two or three lines that way, and maybe that's an effective way. I just don't know anybody that's done it yet.
The other thing that the kite gives you is the availability to get your bait a long ways away from your boat. You know, and that, I'm sure that's a big part of it, too. You're able to fish, you know, with the aid of the kite, that lure can be a long ways away from your prop and your prop wash and your outboard and your
nose
and everything else. Clean water. You got
it. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Matt La Mesa, just about 30 seconds left, Matt.
All right, real quick, fish report. Went half-day fishing out of Seaforth Wednesday with my mom and a friend out of L.A. A lot of mackerel around the boat, so I opted to fish the plastic, which seemed to be the magic ticket, which ended up getting me about 20 calicos, of which four were legals. One was a jackpot for $81.
Nice.
Which
nice.
which I just gave the $81 to the crew because I used to work
you.
On the boats and know how hard they work.
Awesome.
So I need to get back in the store and pick up. It's the pearl-colored swim bait with the curl tail with a little orange splotch on it. That was the hot ticket.
Nice little ghost shrimp.
Ghost shrimp.
Nicely done, Matt. Well done.
All right, Matt. Good deal.
Yep,
thanks.
I need to get some more of those.
Okay,
right on.
Stop the fisherman's landing tackle. Pick them up. You got them?
We got them, buddy.
We got them.
Hey,
come on down.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got $50 worth of something coming to Fisherman's Landing. We got a gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Give it away when we come back. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay. With something for everyone, Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop for $50 is going to Vinny in Carlsbad.
Yo, Vinny,
congratulations. Can't wait for you to win that. Come on down, and we'll hook you up with some good gear.
Yeah, no kidding, man. We have a lot of fun going on a shopping spree at
right.
Fisherman's
yeah,
Landing
buddy.
Tackle. And by the way, where is Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
Well, anybody listening to this show probably knows where Fisherman's Landing Tackle is. It's inside Fisherman's Landing, right there in Point Loma, corner of Scott and Harbor Drive. We'd love to see everybody come down this summer, go fishing, come into the tackle store and say hi. If you ever need to get a hold of us, our number is 619-221-8506. You can find us on the web at www.saltwatertackle.com. And best place to see us is on a boat. So
yeah,
come on
sure.
down
so
and
book
go fishing.
A trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right at Fisherman's Landing.
Yes.
You'll see all the guys.
All the
all
boys.
There.
Yeah, all the guys. Well, Doug, always great. And I know it's a little early, but do we have a date set for Tackle Days in November?
Tackle Day, November 4th. It's going to be, I can already tell you, it's going to be the best one we've ever had.
So mark your calendar.
Definitely, you know, the season's probably just winding down about then. Coming into long range season, it's coming into the holiday season, a little gift giving. It's just a great event, and so yeah, that's your save the date warning, November 4th for Tackle Day.
Thanks, Doug. Great job,
great job
as
Doug.
Always. We look forward to having you back in the studio here, and we'll look forward to having you back, of course, a week from the day. Don't forget, mark your calendar for Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach, the big live remote broadcast. Going to be a lot of fun. But tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, right here in the Mighty 1090 studios, Rick and I will be back in here with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double at Point Loma Sport Fishing. Thanks to Ted on the other side of the glass for handling the phones as well as the board. And we'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.